Earlier on my show, Mind Watch, I answered briefly a question that was sent to me by David from Scotland. He asked whether it is wrong to pursue a life of pleasure. Now, if you do not know, Mind Watch is my new show. It's a kind of therapeutic show, where I simply answer your questions. I receive hundreds of questions every week, and so recently I decided to make a podcast on precisely the most common among these questions. So that's what Mind Watch is about. You can tune in on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Castbox, TuneIn, Stitcher, anywhere, and you can listen. So in this episode, I thought I would extend the discussion on the issue whether it is wrong to pursue a life of pleasure. Now, the real question is not really whether it is wrong or right. The question is whether it is healthy or unhealthy. And the straightforward answer is no, it's not healthy. It's extensively unhealthy. It's utterly unhealthy. Yeah. And I'll elaborate why. Think of a cocaine addict. The person has to consume a certain amount of cocaine every day in order to get a high, but his or her brain gets used to that specific amount. So after some time, his or her brain keeps craving for more amount of cocaine in order to have the same amount of high. So the more the person keeps exposing himself or herself to a specific substance at a certain amount, his or her brain gets used to that specific amount, and after time keeps craving for more. And if more amount of that specific trigger is not available to the brain, to the biology, then the biology rebels against you. Quite literally, you would go into withdrawal. You would psychologically as well as physiologically become unstable. That's why we have so many rehabilitation centers to treat those who are trying to give up substance abuse, alcoholism. But there are specific methods for that, because in a common way, if a person is extremely used to these substances, usually his or her body would rebel against it. So you have to seek professional help to treat these withdrawal symptoms, to come back to normal, healthy life. The same is true for pursuing a life of pleasure. The more you have, the more you keep craving, and the more you keep running. The point is, your brain loves to feel, your brain feels good to look at something at a distance, but the moment you receive it, that's it. In a short while, your brain gets used to that specific trigger of possessing that specific object or something. Then it keeps craving for a new trigger, new stimulant. And if you do not give your brain that specific trigger, your brain would rebel against you, the same way as an addict's brain rebels against the person. So, if you keep running after objects and possessions and these kind of so-called pleasures of life, then you would end up as a psychological as well as physiological mess, a wreck. So, you must first be aware of what's really important, what you really need, because there is a huge difference between what you need and what you want. Think about smartphones, for example. We can easily carry out our day-to-day tasks on a mid-range device, yet people with the resources, with the money, would very much like to get their hands on iPhone XS or some Google Pixel device, but more so iPhone, that is the latest iPhone. And when you have that specific iPhone, a few months later, several months later, Apple releases a new device, and then you suddenly have this extreme urge to have that new device, that new model, even though you do not really need it. And if you do not give your brain that, your brain would rebel against you. And so the more you make it a habit, that is pursuing new triggers, new pleasures, these kind of unnecessary pleasures, the more your brain gets used to that specific lifestyle. And after some time, you would live your every second in a kind of either anxiety or high, extreme high or extreme low. So the best way to avoid that is to know what you really need. Pay attention to moments, pay attention to everyday regular joy, pay attention to memories with your family, with your loved ones, with your dear ones, the things that really matter in life, not on possessions. Be aware of what you need, my friend. Pay attention to the things that really matter in life. Pursue, not a life of pleasure. Pursue a life of meaning and contentment.